Tell you what, this has got all the hallmarks of an absolute classic.
So we're back with another look at what's happening north, east, south and west in the Cymru North. It's Mark Webber and Dean Jones keeping you company for this podcast. Well, we'll talk about the games to come in the next few minutes and how the table's shaping up. Also, some bootlegger news. How about that for you? But first, some news about the new regions teams that have been set up in the UEFA Regions competition. Cymru North has one. Cymru South has one. The manager's picked this week, and the manager for the North is...
Yeah, the Rhythm assistant manager, Guy Hanscom's gone in to be the UEFA Regions JD Cymru North manager for their game against the South. He's a well-respected coach around the area. Knows the level, obviously, having worked at Porthmadog before he went to Rhythm. We'll have a good idea of sort of the standard of player needed to sort of get a result against the South and give him a chance in the qualifiers later on in the year. A good appointment for me. I mean, he's experienced and he's brought in some good names. Obviously, Mark Holmes gone in as an assistant there. He's done wonders with Cornbay as well, with Craig, since he's joined Craig Hogg's management team in the summer after sort of a really good playing career at obviously the likes of Hollywell Town, Denby Town, Llandudno, and obviously he lifted the Division 2 Welsh Alliance title with Glan Conway last year as well. So he knows the game inside out around here as well, so that'll be a massive boost for them to have, and hopefully it can give the North the right result in May.
Now, as ever at this time of year, the fight at the bottom of the league is often as exciting as the race to the promotion place. So let's have a look a little bit about that first, Dean. Porthmadog getting a crucial win last weekend. Have they done enough to pull themselves away?
I'm not sure about pulling away. There's still a lot of work to do there if they to give themselves a chance of staying up. But like I say, it's a massive result for them that against Buckley last week. I think if they'd have lost that one, it would have been curtains for them really. But they're in with a fighting chance now. They're 4 points behind Llangefni with two games in hand. Obviously, you've got Buckley, you've got all those games in hand as well, and that's ultimately going to determine the fate of the sort of the other three teams down there. But full credit to Craig and the lads. Obviously, it's a blow to lose Josh Davis for the rest of the season. He's fractured his fibula, so he's not going to feature. And he's an experienced striker for them. But Sean Kavanagh's in red-hot form at the moment. I think he's 4 in his last two games. He's always had the potential to sort of go on a little run like that. He's a bit of a streaky player. When he's in the mood, there's not many better in this league opening you up in the final third. But it's just consistency that's been a bit of a problem for him. And, well, like I say, there's enough. We've spoken before about the qualities Porthmadog have got all over the squad, particularly in the attacking third. They've only won 4 games this season, but, like I say, they're still in with a fighting chance and a big few weeks ahead for Craig Papenick and his side.
And so staying in that battle as well, Llangefni, hero reward for them for getting the game on the other day. And some interesting points picked up recently. Tough challenge this weekend, though. Prestatyn.
Yeah, it's a big game for Llangefni, this one. Not going to be easy by any stretch against sort of the champions-elect in Prestatyn Town. Although they will be playing tonight on the Tuesday, so it'll be interesting to see how they recover from that. Chris might see it as an opportunity to get in around him. I know he was absolutely seething about the referee's performance in their loss against Rhythm, and for supporters to be saying sort of encouraging the players to walk off is sort of staggering, really. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anything like that before. Chris was absolutely apoplectic when I spoke to him on the Sunday. Showed me a few messages of sort of even sort of Rhythm fans giving him messages saying how poor he thought the referee was. So it's just they've got to dust themselves down and pick it up now. I mean, they're sort of running out of time a little bit. That was a bad result for them. Obviously, with Buckley getting beat, it keeps them out of the bottom four. But they'll want to sort of put that to one side now. I mean, you can't go dwelling on that too much because it's going to really affect the running. And obviously, they'll do well to get anything out of their game against a formidable Prestatyn team. I mean, we all know their qualities.
Another battling team, Corwen, playing a Colwyn Bay side will be glad to get back in action, I bet, after the recent weather cancellations. And Well, you don't know, Dean. Do you fancy this sniffing at the door of second place here?
Yeah, Colne will still be sort of harbouring ambitions of finishing second, I think. That was a big result from last week against Penryn Cork after having so long sort of off competitive action due to postponements. Left it late till the end. I know Craig's sort of getting a bit frustrated with them missing so many chances when they're dominating games. He said to me it's sort of been a sort of trademark for the season, really. And if they can sort of figure that out next year, they're going to be a real force to be reckoned with. But obviously they'll still have their sights on second against Corwen, who'll still think they've got a chance of staying in the league. I mean, it's looking bleak, but it's been that way for the majority of the season, but they're still fighting. It's not going to be easy for them at Colne by any stretch of the imagination on Friday night, given sort of how well Colne have been doing since they've come into the Welsh system. But like I say, they're, I think it's 8 points behind Llangefni Town now, but they've got three games in hand, but they've got to start winning. I mean, they've won three all season, conceding too many, really, and not scoring. I think they've got 26 and 22 as well, so goal difference is not great if that's going to play a part. So they'll be looking to sort of get back on track. I mean, the hiding to nothing again, one of those games, but if they can get anything out of it, it'll be a massive confidence boost for them.
A lot of people will be glad to see the back of this weather, Dean. I wonder whether Steve Halliwell at Gresford will be glad to see the back of this season. It's hard to tell when there's so many games in hand for various teams, but is it getting a little bit worrying for Gresford that they're getting closer to that drop zone?
Yeah, this is it's a sort of getting to must-win territory for Gresford now. I mean, they're looking over their shoulders again when it looked as if sort of at one stage they were going to finish comfortably in mid-table, been out of form a little bit of inactivity as well, and they find themselves sort of right back in the mix now. I think 4 points ahead of Llangefni with two games in hand, but I know Buckley can go above them if they sort of accumulate quite a lot of points from their games in hand. So all to play for Gresford, really. It's been a really frustrating season for Steve there. I mean, you've seen on more than one occasion just what his side are capable of from a performance and results perspective. I mean, they've achieved some fantastic results, especially sort of around the Christmas and New Year period. January was a fantastic month for them. Obviously, with Joe Chaplin going there as well, a couple of good signings, Danny Holland's impressed. But they'll have their work out against the real side who can do damage. I mean, they're not really playing for anything now, sort of in mid-table. Been a bit of a frustrating season for them as well. But I wouldn't say they were too far away from sort of being a contender. I mean, a couple of fresh faces in the summer need sort of some stability there as well off the pitch with the ground situation. Can't be easy for everyone there. So it'd be interesting to see how that one goes. I think if Gresford can win, that'll sort of cement their status in the JD Cymru North for next year, but it's not going to be easy by any stretch.
Well, Llanfair have got the challenge of trying to wrestle themselves out of relegation at the moment. Probably harder for them than Porthmadog, the side they're playing this weekend. So you'd argue, sort of coming back to the start of our conversation in the podcast, that Porthmadog need to be hoovering up these sort of games to get away from that drop zone.
I think it's all over by the shouting, really, for Llanfair's perspective, whether they're going to stay in the league. But this is a really good chance again for Port to get another 3 points and keep their momentum going. I mean, that'll have done them the world of good last week to beat Buckley. And they are on the turnaround a little bit, and this is an ideal sort of proposition for them to sort of put themselves within a shout of staying up again. I mean, Llanfair won one all season. They found it very difficult to cope with the rigours and sort of the level of quality needed at this level these days. And I'd be very surprised if Port didn't get 3 points, and then sort of who knows what can happen then. I mean, if results go their way and they can sort of get the confidence up and moving around again, they'll fancy their chances without doubt. But like I say, whether Llanfair just go there sort of shutting up shop, trying to get a point, or sort of try and attack them with nothing to lose, will sort of decide sort of how that game goes, I think.
And Flint, it's Llanrider for them this weekend.
Yeah, like starting really quick turnaround for Flint after their midweek cup game, and how that goes or not remains to be seen. I mean, they'll still want to finish second and finish the season on a high, even though their chances of catching Stat in a sort of almost zero now, to be honest. But they'll find things difficult against the good Llanrider side. Spoken at length about the fantastic year they've had there. Sort of tailed off a little bit in terms of the table at the moment. I think they're in sixth, but I mean, you offered them that before the season, they'd have bitten your hand off. So how high they can finish, I think they're still within a realistic chance of getting in the top five. I mean, I think they're only a point behind Bangor at the moment. If they can get a couple of wins together, then I think top five is well within their possibilities. Obviously, they're going to have to work hard at Flint to get anything. We all know their attacking flair. I think they've only lost four games all year, Flint, to be honest, as well. So they've got a really, really good record. Good record at Kilcastle as well. So I'd be surprised if that wasn't a home win. But Llanrider are a good side and they're going to give Flint plenty of problems.
Well, we've got a bit more chat about Conwy off the pitch at the end of this podcast. But both them and Gilsfield playing each other this weekend. And they've certainly added to the interest in the league, haven't they?
Yeah, on paper, I think this has got potential to be the tie of the weekend, to be honest. You've got two very good sides in Conwy and Gilsfield. Obviously, we all know Gilsfield's qualities. They're well on course for a sort of top three or even top two finish. I mean, for them to finish fourth or second, sorry, would be an absolutely incredible achievement. It would, considering sort of the budget they've got available there and the fact that they just get written off every pre-season. I mean, I was guilty of it this year after they'd lost a couple of players. I thought they might struggle a little bit, but they've obviously recruited well, brought in characters who fitted straight into the ethos, and it's reaped the rewards sort of straight away, and the management team deserve an enormous amount of credit. But they will find it easy sort of against the Conwy side, who, as I say, are more than capable of turning anyone over on the day. Chris Morrell's sort of trying to carry on the good work Warren's done there, obviously with Warren leaving as his director of football role. So it'll be interesting to see how well they finish the season, because that'll sort of determine their chances for next year as well. So high stakes for the sort of the playing staff there, as Chris sort of is trying to plan for next year already with their second tier status secured. So they're sort of playing for their places in a way, with a sort of a new management team, might have new ideas. So they'll be looking to impress, but Gilsfield are an absolutely fierce proposition and one that they have to take very seriously.
Buckley have games in the bank, but they'll definitely want to pick up the points as much as they can, as soon as they can. That starts this weekend.
They'll be keen to sort of remind the players that their destiny is still very much in their own hands, given how many games in hand they've got on the other teams around them. Obviously, they've got a quick turnaround because they've got sort of Bangor City at home, but these are two pivotal home games for them in the next few days. And if they can get sort of 4-6 points out of them, then they'll sort of be moving away from danger, and that'll be a good achievement for them as well. Sort of after taking the league by storm last year, after they got promoted, found things a little bit more tricky this time around. But like I say, with their games in hand, it's going to determine where they and a lot of others finish. Penryn Cork are no mugs by any stretch of the imagination. Had another good year, sort of comfortably safe now as well, I'd say. Got a good home record, so not been so great on their travels, but they still find themselves eighth at the moment, which is a great achievement. And again, as we said, same with Llanrider, they've probably bitten your hand off at the start of the season with that after sort of escaping relegation last year. So high stakes for Buckley. I mean, whether that sense of urgency and having something to play for will be the difference or not remains to be seen.
Bangor creeping up the table. Could they creep further up this weekend?
Bangor are in pretty good nick at the moment. I think it's sort of 5-5 at home now, and they're entertaining Rhythm Town this weekend. Rhythm got a huge win. That was absolutely massive win at Llangefni. Chris would have been absolutely made up with that. Steers them away from danger a little bit when it looked as if they might get dragged in at one stage. So tremendous effort from them last weekend to sort of dig it out of there. I mean, conditions must have been absolutely awful as well. So, full credit to Chris and the lads at Rhythm there. Coming up against a Bangor side who are sort of riding on the crest of a wave at the moment. Obviously, they've got their youth development centre plans building. I mean, hoping to speak to their president, Domenico Serafino, sort of this weekend as well. Been meaning to sort of interview him for a while, but obviously, with things not working out, initially, and then sort of we're trying to sort something else now, so hoping to do that this weekend, and it'll be interesting. Got plenty of questions for him, that's for sure. I'd be interested to see what he's got to say about his plans for the club and sort of the problems that have gone on over the last 18 months, 2 years there as well. So be a good game, that one. I fancy Bangor sort of just to sort of continue their good home form and sort of cement their position in the top five.
Well, that's what will be happening on the pitch. Off the pitch, before you go, Dean, very interested in some of the things that Conwy Borough are getting up to these days. Obviously, some fantastic work around football versus homophobia and the coloured shirts recently. Now the celebrities are heading down to Conwy Borough. The bootleggers in town. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the bootlegger making an appearance at Conwy Borough on April 11th, I think, for their game against Colne Bay. Going there for two reasons, really. I think one, he's plugging his new sort of pilsner that he's been doing with Wrexham Lager that they're going to be serving at Amova. And going there to support the initiative that Conwy are running for State of Mind Sport, which is a fantastic cause. Supporting sort of people with mental health problems in sport, rugby league in particular, but they're sort of branching out a little bit into other areas now, which is fantastic. Hopefully it'll bring in a good crowd there as well, because all the proceeds are obviously going to State of Mind. And I think having sort of such a cult figure, social media figure like Carl Phillips, the bootlegger, or the captain, is going to be great for business there as well. So full credit to him for giving up his time to come down. Like I say, hopefully it be a good crowd there, and it'll obviously be a good game with a derby sort of element to it as well. So a good occasion in store, that.
Look out, Conwy. Captain's on his way. What a fine day that'll be for the burgers of Conwy. Oh, yes. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. We will be back in 7 days.